Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The supposed alternative to the insane, Jew-subservient, anti-white Democratic administration is also anti-white, also insane, also Jew-subservient, and not an alternative. The Republicans are sure death for us, just as much as the Democrats. The only choice for white people now is to build our own all-white, real-world, racially conscious communities, as the National Alliance is doing now, and work for the day when we can totally secede from the Blancos, the voracious brown mass they force on us, and their Semitic overlords. Every second our people spend working for, hoping for, or talking about a Trump victory is a second we could have spent working for the white imperium to come. Do you really want your legacy to be that you came into serious racial community building just a bit too late to make our success happen? Or that your lack of serious commitment helped ruin your children's future? Do you want your legacy to be that you helped elect a president who was instrumental in criminalizing white racial nationalism and setting us back for decades? I didn't think so. Trump, to my knowledge, is the first American politician in recent years to explicitly call for the death penalty for anti-Semitism, a legal nicety that was last in force in the early years of the Soviet Union. In the wake of a lone gunman shooting up a synagogue in 2018, Trump addressed a rally in, of all places, southern Illinois, saying this:
"This evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity. It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world. This was an anti-Semitic attack at its worst. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere it rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate." That's what it is. "Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction. Now, when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line in the sand and say very strongly, never again."
Some of that deserves repeating. Quote, "It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere it rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction. Close quote. And then, your great white hero, Knott, invoked the death penalty. In context, one could argue that he's not calling for death for everyone who criticizes Jews or believes we can't live with them on our necks. Or is he? After all, anti-Semitism, quote, cannot be allowed to continue, close quote. And before the rally, Trump told television reporters that, quote, much more needs to be done, close quote, to protect Jews, without specifying what that much more is going to be. A lot of noise has been made on what passes for the left these days about Trump's reaction to the violence surrounding and engulfing the 2017 Unite the Right pro-Confederate Heritage rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, the year before. At the time, Trump said that there were, quote, good people on both sides, close quote, in the conflict, a statement which still evokes rage among Stalinist left conformists who see even the slightest resistance to the anti-white regime and narrative as pure evil, with the P and D capitalized. But really, was that statement some great sign that Trump is secretly on our side but just can't come out and openly say so? Hardly. He was saying, after all, that some of the people who came to throw urine bombs on pro-heritage demonstrators and assault them with improvised flamethrowers and the like were good people. And by using the word some, he was weaseling just enough so that both wishful thinkers and hateful thinkers on both sides could extract any meaning they liked from his words. In the light of subsequent statements, I doubt that Trump included any of the brave men who marched to the accompaniment of "Jews will not replace us" the night before in those good people. And did Trump do one single thing or make even one single statement to help James Alex Fields out of his plight of being railroaded into a first-degree premeditated murder conviction when no murder ever took place? When Fields never saw or even knew of the alleged victim? When Fields' car never struck the supposed victim, but only accidentally struck a second car? And when the second car also never struck the alleged victim, but struck instead a third car, which allegedly struck her, and even that is debatable. Did Trump say or do anything about that at the time? Did he do or say anything months later when innocent Fields was falsely convicted and sentenced to more than four centuries in prison? Did he do or say anything to help the other innocent Americans charged for defending themselves against anti-white violence and running afoul of the crooked police setup to cause that violence? Truth be told, Trump is effectively anti-white. Again and again, he highlights blacks or other non-whites as American heroes or objects of promised taxpayer largesse, as with his platinum plan to give billions of dollars to Negroes because they are Negroes. He leaves office with a flourish of pardons for black and Jewish criminals, but no pardons, no exonerations for racially conscious whites. In fact, white Americans may as well not exist as far as Trump is concerned. After all, they're so gullible, he has their votes guaranteed anyway. Plus, they have nowhere else to go in the political sandbox the Jews allow us to play in. If the expressions white people, or white Americans, or white men, or white women ever crossed his lips even once, I never heard about it. And if they had, you know for sure that the Jew-controlled media wouldn't stop screaming about it for months or years on end. In response to those who've suggested to me that Trump just had to say that to placate the Jews at an emotional moment, let me point out that much later in Trump's administration, his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was doing this, according to a U.S. State Department official press release. Quote, Secretary of State Michael R. Pompeo will host and deliver opening remarks during the first ever U.S. government conference focused on combating online anti-Semitism. Organized by the Office of the Special Envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, the virtual conference aims to explore the threats posed by anti-Semitism on the internet and social media, and to consider practical responses for governments and civil society. The conference, titled Ancient Hatred, Modern Medium, will be on the record and shown virtually on the State Department website on October 21 and 22 from 1 p.m. to approximately 4 p.m. EDT. According to Secretary Pompeo, U.S. government presenters will include Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, Senator James Lankford, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Special Envoy to Monitor and Combat Anti-Semitism Elon Carr, and Special Envoy for Holocaust Issues Cherry Daniels. The presentations will feature foreign leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Minister Orit Farkash Har-Cohen of Israel, Minister Michael Gove of the United Kingdom, Federal National Council member Dr. Ali Al-Nuami of the United Arab Emirates, International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance President Ambassador Michaela Kukler, European Commission Coordinator on Combating Anti-Semitism Katharina von Schnurbein, and U.S. Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religion or Belief Dr. Ahmed Shahid. Also presenting will be representatives of social media platforms and leaders from religious communities, civil society, and academia. For further information, please contact the Office of Press Relations or the Assistant Special Envoy to Monitor and Combat Anti-Semitism, Ephraim Cohen. Close quote. That's just one event, one effort out of thousands made by the Trump administration to serve Jews and fight white racists and others who would prefer to have a government not under Jewish supervision. Trump gave Israel more money and weapons than ever. That after the previous administration had already set a record in that regard, gave them American support for their claim of Jerusalem as their capital city, gave massive amounts of money for quote-unquote security for synagogues and Jewish organizations, the very organizations that are committing genocide on our people. Trump sent horrific firebombs down on the Jews' enemies in the Middle East again and again, continuing the secret drone warfare that mostly stays off our television screens and overtly in Syria and Iran. As John I. Johnson put it on National Vanguard back in 2016 during Trump's first presidential run, quote, "If Trump becomes president, there will be no mass deportations of illegals, and only illegals, mind you, even with a big, beautiful door to immediately let them all back in again, since that would be utterly ridiculous. I'm confident no wall will be built either. But if it is, the flood of non-white replacement immigrants will miraculously keep expanding exponentially anyway. The worldwide coup de grace to our race is being administered right now. Not centuries from now. Not decades from now. Not by 2040. Right now. And it is intentional," close quote. Was the wall ever built? Some impressive structures were constructed, but they and the extensive parts of the border where, for some reason, neither a wall nor a fence was ever built, are routinely breached, and were breached also during the Trump administration. Trump, as if he even needed the lesson, has had his face bashed against the pavement enough times now so that he knows not to impede the Jewish agenda by so much as a bleached blonde hair. And Elon Musk was forced to attend the same Jewish school more recently. Don't get uppity, Mr. President, Mr. World's Richest Man. We really run things, and your race is slated for genocide, and it is the crime of all crimes to oppose that. As Mr. Johnson expected, the brown tide kept flowing and keeps on flowing into the United States, leaving our race ever more powerless, ever more endangered, ever closer to effective extinction. As Mr. Johnson has subsequently said, Trump is, quote, an evil man in an evil time. No surprise to me, though. Close quote. There is no one to save us, and no way to save us under the present system that exists in the United States. We must create our own system, our own new nation. We must start by forming our own local communities and build from there. That is what the National Alliance is doing. Join us and support us today. Don't waste an instant of your life or an iota of your resources on a system that is rigged to ensure our death.